This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. South Florida school districts are planning their budgets for the next 4 years without a key piece of information: who will be the next governor? The superintendents of the school districts say the outcome of the competitive race could change their calculations about future tax increases and spending. I spoke with the leaders of Miami-Dade and Palm Beach County schools. State funding for schools could look very different depending on who wins the governor's race: Democrat Andrew Gillum or Republican Ron DeSantis. Local leaders are already considering how each scenario might affect the property tax increases they're asking voters to approve on the same ballot.
Whatever happens, you know, November 6th in Tallahassee will dictate what happens moving forward with the referendum.
Palm Beach County School Superintendent Donald Fenoy says a big increase in education funding, like what Gillum is proposing, could prevent local tax increases in the future.
If the budget looks better for us from the state, then we would strongly consider a different type of ask in the next four-year cycle.
Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the school board could adjust how much it plans to collect in taxes during each of the next 4 years, assuming his referendum number 362 is approved, if, say, lawmakers put a lot more state money into teacher salaries or police officers. DeSantis has advocated for more school security.
Year after year, over the next 4 years, should we be so blessed to have 362 approved, we will make decisions in line with Tallahassee's decisions.
Both leaders declined to offer their personal preference for governor, but encouraged their constituents to vote. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami. Tune into the Sunshine Economy on Monday to hear more of our conversations with the local superintendents about what's at stake for the potential tax increases in Miami-Dade and Palm Beach counties. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.